What does that mean, control our mind? So if happiness is part of our mind that experiences inner peace, then what is a problem? What is unhappiness? Our problems do not exist outside of ourselves. There are external problems, but our personal problems do not exist outside of ourselves. We'll learn more about this next Sunday. They are part of our mind that experiences unpleasant feelings. If you never experienced unpleasant feelings, what problem would you feel to have? If your mind only had pleasant feelings arising and somebody said to you, "What's the matter?" You'd say, "Nothing. I feel great." So problems or unhappiness are part of our mind that experiences unpleasant feelings. Why does our mind experience unpleasant feelings? Because it becomes unpeaceful and negative. That's why. That is the real source of our unpleasant feelings. So it feels like they come from outside, like difficult situations and difficult people. Feels like difficult people in our life, they're holding a whole bunch of unpleasant feelings and they like throw them at us, you know, and it enters our mind and we're like, "Ouch." And we say, "You did this to me." But actually they have no power to make us unhappy. Difficult people in difficult situations can only make us unhappy if we respond to them with a negative state of mind. Other than that, no ability. So the real source of our unpleasant feelings is not outside of ourselves. It's our own negative, unpeaceful mind, or we could say, uncontrolled mind. So the conclusion then is, what are uncontrolled minds? Anger, jealousy, selfishness, confusion or ignorance, self-centered view like this. These are uncontrolled minds. So when it says we must learn to control our mind, what that really means is we must learn to control what Buddha called our delusions, minds that destroy our mental peace and therefore our happiness, and cause us to act in ways that destroy harmony with others. Right? That's what like anger does. So controlling our delusions really means learning to not allow them to arise in our mind. It's a big job. We won't be able to do it overnight, but we can do it. Normally, when in order to solve our problems and find happiness, normally we think to control external things, to control other people and what they say and what they do, to control the weather, to control this, to control that. We want to control everything out there, you know? This is like, we try to make everything go our way, basically, which is impossible. No wonder we're so anxious, right? Because it's like, we deep down, we know we can't control external things. Maybe a little bit of an illusion of control every once in a while, but really no control. You know what? Where there is control, there is certainty. Right? If we had 100% control, we would have no uncertainty in our life. So, do we have uncertainty in our life? Yep. Like, why do we get stressed and anxious? That's a response to the uncertainty in our life, because we're worried that things are going to go wrong. Why? Because we have no control. The thing is, though, because we try to solve our problems externally, we try to find happiness externally, which means we're trying to control things we can't. And we're ignoring controlling the one thing we can, our own mind, which is actually the source of all of our happiness, problems, suffering. If we learn to control our mind through spiritual practice, you know what will happen? Our happiness will no longer be uncertain. Even when things externally go wrong. That's freedom. That's the freedom we've always wanted. That's the freedom everyone needs. It's mental freedom. It's real happiness. When things go wrong in our life and we encounter difficult situations, you know, for example, maybe someone says something unkind or criticizes us. We tend to regard this, or we have a bad diagnosis, you know, I mean, normal human life things. We tend to regard the situation itself as our problem. We think the problem's out there. Someone says, "What's the matter?" And we say, "I got a bad diagnosis." Or we say, "This person said something horrible to me." Right? See, we always point out there. But the real problem is that our mind became unpeaceful and negative. That's the real problem. But in reality, whatever problems we experience come from the side of the mind. If we were to respond to difficult situations or difficult people with a positive or peaceful mind, they would not be problems for us. Indeed, we may even come to regard them as challenges or opportunities for growth and development. Okay, so here's a little, I'm going to make a math equation out of this. Okay, so difficult situation plus unpeaceful mind equals what? Problem. That's a problem. Okay. Difficult situation plus peaceful mind equals opportunity for growth and development. No problem. Because a peaceful mind doesn't have unpleasant feelings. So you see, it's the problem isn't so much that we have difficulty in our life. Difficulty in human life is normal. Our problem is we think my unhappiness is coming from that. But in truth, it's coming from our unpeaceful response to things not going our way. But if we learn to keep a peaceful mind through controlling our own mind, through spiritual practice, then we'll be able to respond to difficulties with a peaceful, positive mind. And then instead of life's difficulties always being a problem for us, they are encouraging us in our spiritual growth and development, which is actually giving us deeper and deeper experiences of happiness, more wisdom, good heart, inner peace, and we can help others to do the same. Then we can work together to solve the external problems in this world. But we need to get back our trust, harmony, and peace, you know. We need to make our mind peaceful. Problems arise only if we respond to difficulties with a negative state of mind. Therefore, if we want to be free from problems, we must transform our mind. There we go. There's the conclusion. So the final conclusion is, if I really want to solve my problems and find true happiness, I must learn to control and transform my mind. From what? From a negative, unpeaceful state to a peaceful, positive state. How? Through spiritual practice.